Coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, at the International Parents and Teachers Conference, in front of a live studio audience.
Great.
All right. This is our live version at the International Parents and Teachers Conference in front of a live studio audience. And so, Lindsay, we're live. People are actually looking at us. None of us are in pajamas or anything like we may happen to be every once in a while. Okay, you are at the office, so that's probably not happening to you. We've got two great guests today, and I'm very excited about them being here and as part of the conference experience as well. So tell us who we've got with us today.
Yeah, absolutely. We are so excited. And as you all know, we're kind of wrapping up now. This is one of our last episodes. So we've got two great guests with us today doing something a little bit different today. It's live and we have two people. So we have with us Yolanda from Texas and Loretta from Arizona from two of our Parents as Teachers programs. So I'm going to turn it over to them and let them introduce themselves in a second. But today, as you all know, we talk about a value each week. And so this time we're going to talk about responsibility this week as kind of our frame for our conversation. So we're going to think about who's responsible for what when it comes to family engagement. Again, want to turn it over to you guys. So, Yolanda, do you want to start telling us who you are and what program you're with?
Yes, I'm Yolanda Chapel Munson. I'm with Fort Worth Independent School District. I'm one of the lead parent educators. There are four in the district. I'm one of the four. I'm part of the leadership team under the direction of Julie Myers, who is the coordinator for Fort Worth ISD Parents as Teachers. We have a lot that is involved in our program, but along with me being one of the lead parent educators, I'm also on our state training team for the great state of Texas. And that is under the direction of our state leader, Elaine Shiver. And with that title, I am part of the Parents as Teachers National Trainers Group. Let's hear it for them.
She brought her own fan club.
Hi, good afternoon. I'm Loretta Miles, and I am with the Growing in Beauty Home Visitation Program, which is out of the Navajo Nation Reservation. And I am currently working at Tippah City Boarding School, and we are an affiliate with the Parents as Teachers.
We never get applause on a regular podcast.
This is great.
So now we're going to have to just pipe them in somehow. We're just going to save it.
Yeah. I just want to really quick jump, because one of the things we always ask people is, in Parents as Teachers, we like to think that we're really good at engaging families. And I think we are in a lot of ways. And both of you work at school districts, so you've had opportunities to see how what we do at home is different than what happens at school, as well as kind of how that impacts. So can you just speak a little bit to, I don't know who wants to start, a little bit to kind of that what you're seeing in terms of school versus home visiting and how those relate to each other?
I'll go ahead and start. With our school district, we have, first of all, we have over 83,000 students and 83 elementary schools. And out of the 83 elementary schools, we service 44 schools. And with those 44 schools, we have 12 social workers who service three of those schools out of the 44. So everyone is responsible for family engagement. And we see the effects of it, because the families that we have contact with Fort Worth ISD, these are the cheerleaders. These are the leaders that principals and other administrators look up to fill roles for community groups, presidents of PTO, homeroom moms, and photographers. The list goes on and on and on. They see the importance of how the families are already engaged before their children are actually in school. They see that great things are happening with parents as teachers, and they see that they're coming to the schools weekly. They are actively engaged with their children, and they're coming to all the events. Our district is intentional about involving parents as teachers. We have, with all the parent educators, we have the support of the principals who include parents as teachers. These are the families that you see leading the parades, who are part of the literacy night, math night, you name it. Our families are given leadership.
Well, and that's awesome. I think you touched on so many really good things in there, but there's two things I want to just highlight really quickly. One, you talked about how those families that are in Parents as Teachers programs are becoming leaders in their school. And that's one of the things that we are hoping that as we're developing what we're talking about in family engagement and Parents as Teachers is that we're really highlighting how are we developing skills in families that support them in engaging with their children, and then how do those skills then translate and support them in engaging later, which it sounds like is being successful where you are, which is what we hope to see. So that's awesome. And the second thing that you touched on that I also think is really important is when you said your principals are bought in, right? Everyone's bought in. And when we talk about family engagement in organizations such as schools or home visiting programs or whatever, one of the things that we know is that top-down buy-in is super important. You can only do so much with families if you don't have a program that supports what you need to do in order to do that. So I think that's a really important highlight that you have there that's showing what is successful is when we have that top-down buy-in.
So tell us about what you're doing.
At Tubby City Boarding School, we have over 1,300 students from K through developmental kindergarten to eighth grade. And we bus students in as far as at least 60 miles out. And we do have a high rate of family involvement within this. And we have three departments, and each department holds their own parent academy night, which happens once a month. We have a lot of parents show up. I do get invited to each of those, mainly the Little T-Bird, the Little Thunderbird Academy, which is from DK to second grade. And I go in and see who's the former participants, or you know, just to greet them. Most of the time they're engaging in like activities in math night or a variety of activities, but I do see a lot of parents there. They come in as far as 50 miles out, but they still make that appearance, and which is I think very important. And for me as a parent educator coming in, and this is our seventh year at the school, I was barely getting noticed 3 years ago that we are in the school system. The parents are going out and saying, oh, this is a great program because it helped me to understand what family engagement is, what success looks like, and early literacy being embedded into the program as well.
So talk to me about when we talk about a boarding school, kind of explain to some of those folks what that setup is that may be different than a local public school.
Okay, so the boarding school, Tuba City Boarding School, like I said, we have over 1,300 students, K to 8. And currently we have one building that's a dormitory that's open, and they are housing about 80 students from kindergarten to eighth grade.
And that is that because of the distance from where they may be from their homes, or what is the situation that would put a kid in the dormitory?
It depends on some of them are, you know, if they live 100 miles out, or some of the families, they live in town, but they have, you know, working parents, and or they have parents that work outside of the state, and they choose their, you know, the dorm to have their kids stay there because there's nobody to watch them during the week. So they return Friday night, and that's when the students get home and they have the weekend with their kids. Then they go back to the dormitory Sunday evening.
So you've got those, again, not a small percentage of those kids. So what does parent engagement look like, family engagement look like with that in the mix? What are ways that you guys are doing to bring them into the mix, if at all?
For the parents that have children boarding on the school, some parents do make it in for the parent night, and some of them, they just have an email sent to them with the information that was covered during that night. The other thing that, you know, the residential aides usually take a group of students over and participate as, you know, they come in as the child's parents.
And so, you know, thinking about how you're engaging families, the ones who can't show up too, right? You said you sent an email out, so you're still keeping parents informed. You're letting them know what's going on. Because, we also know that family engagement is great when they can show up, but it's not all about showing up places, right? There's other ways to keep families engaged, and how are we thinking about all of those strategies as well. When we talk about a school district as large as yours, Yolanda, what are you guys doing to pull families in to engage them in ways both with your early home visiting program as well as what you see the school doing to really pull those families in?
Well, what we do, because we have such strong support from the administrators and they are including the families, we give that message to all the families. So regardless of what event it is that's taking place, school-wide, parents, as teachers, families are included. That's how we're getting them in there. And then once they complete our program, they're involved.
So do you have families from your Parents as Teachers program that are already going to school events?
Oh, of course. Majority of those families are. And this is why the administrators want those parents to be leaders within the school system. The children, even the teachers, they want the Parents as Teachers children because they know that they are actively engaged and they see them on a weekly basis. And so the school district, they recognize when they're going to have that support. And they know that with our families that we work with, they at least have them to take charge and give leadership. And I like to include not only the principals give support, but our superintendent, the associate superintendents, top heavy. We have 100% support from them.
Well, and your schools know that those are their families, even if that's the oldest child coming in from PAT, but they know it's their families. And so, you know, it's a great idea and investment for them because those are the children they're going to be working with.
Correct.
Right? And so that's that. When we talk about responsibility, it is that two-way street of they're feeling that those families have a responsibility. Those principals are taking on that responsibility. And I think, you know, that's such a good model and a good lesson because, again, those kids are coming regardless whether you support this program or not. But when you support this program, like you see the benefit. So with that in mind, talk to us about Tuba City because you guys have these great programs and people believe in what's going on in the school. So how do you guys kind of convey both the responsibility from the families to the school and from the school to the family as far as family engagement goes?
Families are always engaged, always want to know what's going on, what events are happening. You know, we have within the since the school is big for our area, we have parent liaison that go out and check on the parents if they don't show up for the whole month for any of the events or, you know, for parent conference and stuff like that. So we do have everybody has an assignment of what to do, and we do have a great support from administrators as well, and even the board. And the school, I guess, is one of the top high-performing schools because we have a high rate of family involvement within each department.
All right, so thinking about, you know, who, like I know we've talked a little bit about who's involved and what they're doing, but when you think about the families that you're working with themselves, right? So you're, I'm assuming, working with a diverse population of families in a school district as large as the one you are in. Can you think about specific strategies that are working to pull families in? How does that look different with different families, or how are you personalizing what it is that you're doing? Because, you know, part of it is, like, high rates of family engagement, like superintendent support is great, and all of that is really important, but the on-the-ground work also is then what actually gets families there. We talk about the relationship as the heart of that and the work that we do, but there's also some strategies that in order to get high involvement, I'm sure you guys are using. So can you just speak to some of those?
I can give you an example, perfect example. When letters are going out to the rest of the school body, Parents as Teachers is specifically mentioned. And just like one example, when I talked about a school-wide parade, it specifically states that Parents as Teachers is leading the parade. I'm just giving you an example. So therefore, they feel a part. This really is my school. And so therefore, they have a buy-in just from the early beginnings, prenatally up until the child gets ready to enter school, because Parents as Teachers is specifically mentioned. And that means that includes me. And so the parent educators, they reemphasize, okay, you know, we have to do this. They're dependent on us. And so they have the cheerleaders from the parent educators. They have a school that's specifically mentioning them. It really is a great support system. So, you know, by written form and by announcements, and the list goes on.
And so when you think of it, so that's awesome. So that's how you're pulling them into the school. And then when you think about how you're getting families to engage in your program, period, like at the very beginning, how are you getting them in there?
A lot of it is word of mouth, parent to parent. Now, you have the parent educators who are out recruiting. You even have the school teachers that are pulling for the Parents as Teachers program. When they have students in their classroom and they have younger siblings, they're telling the parents about the Parents as Teachers program. But most of all, it's parent to parent.
Yeah, and so that comes, I mean, that is a great segue into whose responsibility it is, right? It's literally everyone, even other families, it's their responsibility. Yeah. They're, you know, working to pull families in with them into this program that is supporting them. So that's great. It's a great example of that.
Okay.
So how are you guys, what are the strategies you guys are using at Tuba City to bring them in as well?
To bring parents in, we have the texting messages and the email and the phone calls that, you know, that go out once, you know, if there's an event going on Wednesday, we start getting messages on Saturday all the way until the afternoon of the event. The school offers different incentives. I know everybody likes to get a T-Bird shirt, and it's usually red day on Wednesdays, and that's when some of the parents come in wearing their red T-shirts. And so we do give out T-shirts for their attendance and just a variety of small incentives. For the older group, they usually give out, the teachers usually, you know, if your parent comes to this parent night, I'm going to give you extra credit for, you know, having your parents there. So I think that's what gets the parents coming in, even though their kids get to the junior high.
No, all kind of incentives, because the parents want to be there, and middle school kids don't tell their parents anything.
Yes.
Unless there's an incentive.
Yes.
Right, so we see that, and we see the organization. So talking about the organization as well, that's part of that responsibility. We talk about all the support through that, because I think I know, but I know I don't know, because you know. Talk about the, because these, the parents that you work with, you're working specifically through a campus, correct?
Correct.
Like, so talk about how you're organized for that, because that's also what kind of enhances that responsibility.
Okay, how that works is that we have a parent educator in 44 schools,
right.
44 elementary schools, and out of the 44 elementary schools, we have even extra support. We have 12 social workers who are housed in three of those schools, and that's how we get the involvement.
And so that organization, that goes back to, that's why people think they're going to be engaged, because that's not just a program. My school is coming at me from zero. My school is coming at me at three. And that goes back to that responsibility and opportunity. And so talk about the school pride in the way also. You talked about three groups. So what are the age groups at the school that you guys are doing? Because you're talking about the older group and, did you say Little T-Bird?
So there are three departments in our school. There's the Little T-Bird, which I said was DK to second grade. Then the second department, which is the Rising Thunderbird, and that's from third grade to fifth grade. And then the Thunderbird Academy is sixth to eighth grade. So it's a big school considering it being on the Navajo Reservation. My responsibility is to start family engagement while their kids are still young. So I have, you know, everybody's familiar with family connection or family circle. You know, I try to tell them, okay, you need to get involved, come over to the school and, you know, this is what I'm presenting today, or somebody's going to present this today. You know, success starts with parent involvement, and it starts now. So that's how, you know, they get the habit of, you know, going to their, you know, being engaged within the school system when their child enters kindergarten or the developmental K.
Well, and this is what's interesting to me is the fact that as a school district, and I see this a lot of times with PAT on a school campus or within a district, is you have it not only a central meeting place, but a central focus. You know, so many people that are going into these homes that the kid, not only are the families sometimes transient, but they're not necessarily specific. It's PAT over here, maybe pre-K over here, and the school over here. And the fact that you guys have that continuum is, again, one of the strengths that you guys have. So talk about how you, and you guys have already said some of this, as you work with that, in that continuum, you're starting them out, and like you said, it's time to get involved.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things that you guys are doing to keep that continuum going when they may or may not necessarily be under your umbrella? So in other words, they may not be in the PAT program, but they're on that campus now. So how are you guys, you know, following that continuum? And you already said, you said, hey, it's time to get engaged. So what else are you doing to kind of keep that going?
One of the new things that I've started doing is meeting with the kindergarten and the developmental kindergarten teachers and, you know, providing them information on what the program's about and what I do, how I engage families. Because sometimes, you know, parents will come back to me and say, I need your help with my child in this classroom. So I go in and I help the parents and the teachers with some strategies that they would use. So I follow the parents and the former participants up until second grade. And like I was telling Lindsay earlier, you know, sometimes I, you know, walk the halls to see what's going on, and I look at the bulletin boards, and sometimes I'll see a familiar face you know, sitting on the wall, and I'm like, oh, this is my former participant. And they would make student of the month or the A or B honor roll, and then I just tell them, you know, this is where your family, your engagement with your child, this is where it gets them.
So reinforcing, really.
Yes. What,
yeah. That's
are
awesome.
You going to cry? Because I'm going to cry. Are you going to cry? I'm not thinking about it. Okay. Because I was like, I'm going to cry. Are you going
to
cry?
Do you want to speak to that?
Well, our parent educators, they collaborate with the school counselors, the parent liaisons, and the teachers. And so that's how we make it happen.
Yeah. It's a team.
It's a team effort.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the, you know, that's, I think if you can take anything from this, I think that's it, is that it's a team effort. And that team includes families, it includes parent educators, it includes anyone who that child has any point of contact with at any point, or the family as well. And I think that's critical. When you want to get families involved, you got to get them involved fast, and you got to get everyone around them on the same page. Do any of you, either of you guys, have any last words of wisdom before we wrap this up?
Well, thank you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, I was just going to say your district is far larger than mine, and I'm the only educator on campus. So sometimes it gets too much, but it's okay. But as long as you're going step by step and just being patient with everybody, I guess the program will flow smoothly.
I would like to encourage you, do whatever you can do to reach whatever student it is, whatever community it is, because just reaching and touching one, mm-hmm. is going to make a world of a difference.
Yes.
So don't be intimidated by the size. You just keep doing what you're doing, because I guarantee you it's making a difference.
Right. Well, and that whole structure, we would love to have some of that support yet, but what's making the difference is everybody has a role, from the size of Fort Worth to the mm-hmm. size of Thunderbird Academy. Mm-hmm. Right. What's making a difference is that everybody's engaged in that. You both are in places that have a lot of challenges as well as a lot of possibilities and successes. And so we appreciate y'all's time today. Appreciate the work you're doing. And I'm still not crying, but I'm thinking about it.
So don't make me cry.
No, I can tell you. So thank you guys for joining us today. And thank our studio audience.
This podcast has been a collaboration between Parents as Teachers National Center and Strong Fathers, Strong Families, LLC. To learn more, visit us at either www.parentsasteachers.org or www.strongfathers.com. You can also find us on Twitter or Facebook